Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
As we go further in these things, I think you'll find that so much of what is believed and talked and practiced in so many churches is tradition and not the Word. It's things that people have gotten used to and they've come to expect and some people have come to accept, but it's not the Word. And one reason I said I'm excited because what does the truth do for you? It makes you free. I'm convinced, and I'll just go ahead and prophesy to you, that there are many people going to get free. Many people, not just in this place, but all over the place, out from out of here, going to get free in this area. There needs to be a lot of deliverance from lies and wrong thinking. So we're talking about the offerings of the Lord. Now, if you found something that was mentioned in the Bible 20 times, would you believe that was important? What if it was mentioned 100 times? What if the same thing was mentioned 500 times? Would it be important? What if the same thing was mentioned over 1,000 times? That's how many references there are to offerings. Over 1,000 references to offerings in the Bible. And why do you have a lot of people say, I wish they wouldn't talk about offerings? These are ignorant folks. Right? Ignorant of the Bible. Ignorant of the will of God. Because in all those 1,000 plus references of talking about offerings, who was talking about offerings? Oh, it's something, I mean, to go back and look at how much detail the Lord went into with His people about, you'll have this offering, and you do it this way, and you do this offering, and you do it this way, and you don't do it this way, and you never do it this way, and you always do it this way. Over 1,000 references of the Lord saying, this is how I want my offerings. Whose idea is it? This is important. It's majorly important. And I got some answers. I got some answers this week on some things that have bugged me in times past. I think we can begin to touch on it some today. But you're believing with me now. Now, I'm not just talking, not just today, but throughout this whole series. Would you believe with me for revelation? Yes. Believe with me for utterance now? I'm studying. I got a lot more to do. You might imagine. 1,000 plus references just on that. And I'm going to look at every one of them close. There's revelation. Thank God there's some things we've seen, but there's a lot more that we will see. Believe with me. Expect. Well, let's go back to the book of Genesis. Let's be thorough. Somebody said, we're going from Genesis to Revelation. We may. You got something better to do? I didn't say we'd do it all today. Genesis, the 4th chapter, we see, to my knowledge, the first offerings. The very first offerings that I'm aware of in the Word of God. And one, there's so much revelation here. First of all, let me ask and answer the question, what is an offering? I've looked up a number of words on this, but I like to keep things simple, don't you? What is an offering? Well, the word offering is a compound word, offering. And really, it's a thing or something that is offered. The word Hebrew and Greek that's translated this also leaves the idea of a gift or a present But either one of those things is still something that's offered. If you give me a gift, or if I come to give you a gift, I am offering it to you. So an offering is something offered. But how many understand there's another side to this? Just because something is offered, that does not mean it is accepted. Just because something is offered, that does not mean it is automatically received. There's all kind of things that God is offering humanity. But many are not receiving it. They're not accepting it. Because of ignorance or unbelief or rebellion or any number of reasons. Well, by turning it around, God does not accept all offerings. The more you study this, the more clearly you see it. There are many references where he said, I'm quoting now in Malachi, he said, shall I accept this of your hand? I will not. Amen. They brought some stuff. He said, I'm not accepting this. God does not accept all offerings. And I'll give you a little clue ahead of time. One of the biggest things that makes the offering acceptable or unacceptable is your heart. It's what's inside you. What is an offering? Something that's offered. What's the other side of that then? Is the offering accepted or not? In Genesis, the fourth chapter, here is the reference of the first offerings that's recorded in the Word that I'm aware of. Chapter 4. Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. So Cain was the firstborn. She again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground, like his daddy. He's the firstborn. He took up Dad's occupation. Adam was a farmer, tilled the land. But Abel, he went a different direction. He was a herdsman. He didn't just work the land, he had flocks. So they have different occupations. Cain is a farmer, and Abel is a herdsman. And in the process of time, so now you understand that this, these guys are grown men, and they're in their occupation as adults. It came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground a what? An offering to the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings. The what? The firstlings of his flock. And of the fat thereof. Now let's just stop right here. There was no church. Did you hear me? There was no church. There's a handful of people on the planet. Right? How many? I don't know. Probably not over 10, 12, 15. Maybe fewer than that. Just a handful of people. Where did they get this about bringing offerings to the Lord? They didn't learn it at school. There were no universities. Right? Now, when they brought these offerings to the Lord, if the way some people believe, they'd have the Lord saying, oh, no, I don't care about that. Y'all just take that stuff back. That's just material stuff. I don't care about it, and I just want you talking about spiritual things. I don't want you fooling with all this natural stuff. Did he say that? No. Was it acceptable of the Lord for them to bring an offering? Well, the very next phrase says, the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But to Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. What does that mean? Both of them brought an offering. Both of them brought something that they offered to the Lord. Now listen, friends, here's something very vital. You're going to hear me say it again and again. Our people here at the church and people that joined with us by internet, regulars, there's a couple of things I'm going to instruct you to stop using in your vocabulary and to begin saying it a different way, because it has to do with mind renewal. I want you to stop talking about giving to the church. I want you to stop talking about giving to preachers or giving to missionaries or giving to the church. I want you to replace it with talking about giving to the Lord. This is big. This is no small thing. This is a big thing. So much of what happens in churches is horizontal. It's this. Man to man. Man looking at man. Man giving to man. It's not okay. And that's why people feel like that they can get irritated when it's offering time, and they can get upset, and they can do this and that because of that. I'm tired of hearing that preacher talk about that. Forget about the preacher. Well, the church is always needing this and needing that. You don't hear us begging, but forget about the church. Amen. You and the Lord. Amen. What about your giving to the Lord? That's it. Are you with me now? Yes. This is the issue. People want to make it something else. They want to do anything they can to wiggle out of this. But this is the bottom line. What about your offerings to the Lord? How many understand that, you know, as far as me looking at you personally, your offerings to the Lord is not really my business. My offerings to the Lord is not really your business. Right? And so I ought not be judging you about whether you're doing good or you're doing bad or what you're doing. That's between you and the Lord. And you ought not be judging me, amen, right, about what I'm doing. Amen. Because it's between us and the Lord. But there's so many people who do nothing. Millions and millions of Christians, they do nothing. And that's why they get upset when it's talked about. Did you hear me? That's why they get upset. Because they don't do anything.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The First Offerings, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102A. That's R1102A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.